know about the feds right now, but you've had cases in California, New York, Connecticut, Chicago, where they've used gun registration lists to take away guns that had previously been legally owned by Americans. And there are issues about whether these private background checks can be used to create a national registration list. But look, I mean, the debate right now is over these costs of being able to go and get a gun. And I guess my concern is that it's the most vulnerable people in our society who are being priced out of it. And that, as I've tried to mention before, all these laws have costs and benefits. And what the president has done, I think, in a lot of this discussion is exaggerate the benefits and not mention at all any of the costs that are there. You know, people can find more about this by going to our website at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org, we have much more detailed discussions about the issues of background checks and how well they work, as well as impact of fees on who can obtain guns for protection.
Well, we've seen President Obama do it again and again and again recently. When he gets in front of the cameras reading the teleprompters on these issues, he'll always come back around to these are common sense gun buying restrictions to keep them out of the hands of those that none of us want to have them. And he'll mockingly say, this is not an effort to come confiscate your guns. The federal government's not coming. I mean, he has that tone in his voice to suggest those that think the federal government wants to eventually come after the guns of law-abiding citizens. He says it in such a tone that anybody that thinks that is a cuckoo. So when you watch the president...
I'll just tell you quickly, I knew Obama. We both taught at the University of Chicago Law School for 4 years. And the first time that I ever had a conversation with him, he told me flat out, he said, I don't believe people should be able to own guns. So, I mean, I know firsthand what he believes on this.